Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Hi, Vincent Skinner here, and I'm continuing with the series on divine healing. Remember that by His stripes you are healed, the Lord is your healer, and you are the healed of the Lord. So in the name of Jesus, just receive your healing. Well, I want to continue with the subject of healing and to discuss the fact that often you find that some people, praise God, are healed instantly. And you know what? We rejoice with those people that are healed instantly. I mean, it's always wonderful to see. It's always wonderful to witness. And it's a fantastic testimony. But some find that they are often partially healed. Like they often testify, yes, I'm healed, but there's still this, there's that. And then there's the third group of people that are not healed. They find themselves not healed at all. And what do we do about that? Well, first of all, I want to say for the one that is healed instantly, praise God. And I want to say to you, keep standing on the Word of God, keep confessing the Word, continue putting the Word in your life, and very, very important, testify. Tell people about what Jesus has done for you. Tell your local church, tell the believers, because you know, a testimony, your testimony is like an invitation for God to do it for someone else. And the Bible does say we overcome the evil one by the word of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, and by not living our life even to the point of death. So to testify is very important if you're healed instantly, because you help others and you put a seal of praise on the fact that the Lord has done it for you. Now I want to talk to you who are partially healed, or we sometimes even say, your healing, you are receiving a stubborn healing. In other words, you are partially healed, but not all the way. What do you do? You know, that's always the question. And I want to say to you that I have found that it often, and really most of the time, it is an issue of leverage. In other words, what are you going to focus on? You know, why do I say leverage? Because the principle of leverage is this: if you want to lift something that is heavier than you, how do you lift it? You put the law of leverage into motion. It's where you have something in the middle, a plank on the thing, you go like this, and you leverage and you lift that which is heavier. The way you leverage your healing when you're partially healed is, listen here, don't, you know, often I come to people and I say, how are you feeling? Are you healed? And they say, yes, but. And you immediately see what they're focusing on. They're focusing on what is not. And so really, they're leveraging what is not. But if you focus on the fact that, hey, look what the Lord has done for me, and you give Him praise, and you keep confessing the word, and you say, and in other words, by focusing on what the Lord has done, and you continue to stand on the word, and you keep, get prayed for again, confess the word, continue, what happens is, you leverage your partial healing into full healing. Now, for those of you who are not healed, I want to say to you, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, when you've done all the standing you can do, what must you do? Keep standing. In other words, hey, don't give up. I always tell people, never, never, never allow that the enemy. You know, in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are found in Christ Jesus. And often, condemnation comes to people that are not healed. You begin to ask the question, why has it not happened to me? Does God love me? No, listen here. God's word is true. God is love. God is not a liar. His word is true. It says He sent His word and He healed you and He delivered you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is your Savior. He is your healer. He purchased it. He made provision for it at the atonement, at His death and His resurrection on the cross, and the resurrection in the tomb, from being dead in the tomb. So you are the healed of the Lord. If you're not healed, keep standing, keep fighting, keep taking the word of God and putting it into your life. Get hands laid upon you. In other words, keep knocking, keep asking, keep seeking, and it shall be yours. And the day will come when you will have that testimony in the name of Jesus. So really, I want to go over some points that I think are important when it comes to keeping your healing, and also really in the fight in getting your healing. Because, you know, I remember one lady years ago. It was in the Ohio area in the United States, and my wife and I were having breakfast when she came into the house where we were staying, and we could see she was in pain, and we said to her, what's up with you? And she said, well, I'm wearing this brace from my neck on down. I can't walk without it. I've got pain. I've got back pain. And I said, well, what do you want Jesus to do for you? And she says, I want the Lord to heal me. So we said to her just spontaneously, well, you are healed in Jesus' name. Go take that brace off. And she went into the bathroom. She came out and she was fully healed. And I mean, amazing miracle. Unfortunately, about 7 months later, we came back to the area and there she was, worse than she was. And we said to her, were you not healed? And she said, yes, I was. I said, what happened? And you know what? She had a lot of bitterness and unforgiveness towards her daughter, because her daughter had done something that she felt was unfair and it hurt her. And she said, I went right back into that bitterness. It resurfaced in my heart and I just embraced it. And what I found was that when I embraced that bitterness and that anger and that in my heart, that the condition in my back came, returned. So, you know, there are probably 101 different reasons why somebody can lose their healing. But I want to say to you, why? Why should it be that way? So I want to share with you some points, some keys to really fighting for your healing and also maintaining your healing. Number one, remember that all sickness is of the devil. John 10:10 says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus Christ comes to give you life, life, and life more abundantly. God is not the author of sickness. And I want to make the statement here. I've written it down. It says Satan is responsible in one way or another for all sickness. Satan is an active, crafty, intelligent enemy. So listen here, we must not give him any ground to be taken in our life. We must, you know, Bible says give the devil no foothold. Listen here, you keep your healing, or you receive your healing by faith. You must give up no ground. So that's the first point. Remember that all sickness, God does not put sickness on you. God is not the author of sickness. John 10:10, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy in the name of Jesus. And Jesus Christ, he comes to give you life and life more abundantly. Jesus is the author of life. He's the author of peace, of joy, of eternal life, not of sickness and death. In fact, he has conquered death in the name of Jesus. The second point is this. Remain, stay full of the Holy Spirit. You know, there's a wonderful chapter in John chapter 15, about the vine, about the parable of the vine, and we are the branches and he is the vine, Jesus being the vine and we are the branches. And the branches cannot bear fruit of itself except of the life that comes from the vine. It's a wonderful, wonderful parable or wonderful story that Jesus gave us there. Listen here. We are the branches. We receive life from the vine. Divine life. This life that flows from Jesus, flows from him. It permeates our body. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if that dwells within us, he will quicken our mortal bodies. Listen here, your physical body needs to be constantly quickened, constantly empowered, full of the Holy Spirit. Listen here, it is the life of God. It is the power of God residing on the inside of you, driving out all sickness, all pain. And look, you maintain your healing. You receive your healing this way in the name of Jesus. But as a believer, listen here, we have the life of God in us. It flows to us. He is the vine. We are the branches. We receive that sap, that life from Him. It says this great and precious promise. Through these great and precious promises, we are partakers of His divine nature. It says His divine life has granted us all things pertaining to life and godliness. That is in the book of Peter. So look, stay full of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we receive power. It says we are temples of the Holy Spirit. He dwells within us, and rivers of flow from our innermost being. Listen here. Recognize that God is with you, and that there is an empowerment. There is life. There is healing in the Holy Ghost. There is healing in Jesus Christ, and God has made a way. Listen here. He is the vine, you are the branches. You receive that life flowing from the vine into your physical body, and you bear fruit for your heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. Another key, I really believe, is to live a holy life. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 through 16, it basically says this: be holy, even as I am holy, says the Lord. We see in John chapter 5 verse 14, it says when Jesus made that man whole, he said you are now whole, now go sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. Listen here, live holy. Don't allow sin to be in your life. Watch what you're looking at, what you're listening to, what you're allowing into your life. Live a separated life for the Lord Jesus. And look, you love God. You love Him with all your heart, soul, and mind and strength. So seek to live a life that is pleasing to Him, and do the things that are right. Do the things that are righteous. You know, Matthew 6 verse 33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. It goes there, and His righteousness. In other words, seek to live that life, to walk that path that is pleasing to God, that is righteous, that is not against God's will, against God's word. If you know it would not please Him, then don't do it. If your conscience pricks you and says no, don't do it. Live a holy life. Live a life pleasing to God. Look, if you do this, if you live holy, I tell you what, the enemy can have nothing, no foothold in you. He will not find it. It will not be there. A holy life, holiness does this. It takes away all possibilities for the enemy to have any foothold in your life. Sickness will not come near you. Depression will not come near you. Sadness, fear will not come near you. Holiness, look, it's a powerful thing in the believer's life. Live holy, live pure. Number four is found in James chapter 4 verse 7, and it says resist the devil. But it starts like this. It says submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Look, how do we submit to God? Because the key there to resisting the devil is to submit to God. We submit to God by doing what His word says we must do, or we can do. What is believing? Believing is taking the word of God and putting it into action. Not just having the knowledge of it, but actually doing it, acting on it, speaking it. Doing the very thing that it says we can do, and having faith in God that he is faithful and just, and He will do the very thing that He has promised He will do in the Word of God. So you submit yourself to God really by saying, Lord, I submit myself to Your Word. I do what Your Word says I can do. Listen here, when that authority comes upon you, you have then authority and power, and you say, you speak to that devil in the name of Jesus, and you say, go. You speak to sickness, you say, go. You speak to depression, you say, go. You don't settle. See, here's the thing. Why is this a point? Don't settle for that which is in your life. Don't settle for the sickness. Don't just say, oh, well, it's always been this way, so it'll always be this way. No. Resist it. Don't accept it. Often, you know, we meet people and you can see the attitude or the thing in their life. They said, it's just been this way for so many years, so many months in my life, it's just always been that way. No, in the name of Jesus, you resist it. You declare war on it in the name of Jesus, and you command that thing, you resist it until it is gone. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. And it says, he will flee from you. So that pain, that sickness in your body, listen to me. It goes now in the name of Jesus. That joint pain, it goes now in the name of Jesus. That cancer, it goes now in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, you never receive it and accept it in your life. You resist it. You fight the good fight of faith in the name of Jesus. Look, number five is this. Keep believing the promises of God. Listen here. It says these great and exceeding and precious promises that through them we receive the divine nature of God. In other words, the life of God, the power of God. What is provided for us? How will we know it outside of what God has promised us in his word? God is not a man that he should lie. But listen here, it's because his promises are true. They are yes and they are amen. It says that in the book of Corinthians. The promises of God are yes and amen. Listen here. You need to recognize that there's life in the promises of God, in what the word of God says concerning you. Believe nothing else. Look, it'll always be this way in life when you're going through something. Your circumstance or your sickness or whatever it is will say something about you. The word of God and his promises will say this about you. But what do you say about it? You are the deciding factor. Believe God's word. Join his side. Say, I am a believer. I take him by his word, and it shall be done in the name of Jesus. So stand on the word of God. Believe it. Do it. Confess it. Live it. Put it in your heart. Meditate on it. Pray over it. It is life to you. It is healing to you. It will maintain your healing. And if you are seeking to get your healing, it'll. I tell you what, he sent his word and he healed you in the name of Jesus. You know, number six is seek an atmosphere of faith. Listen, don't get around people that are just so full of fear and unbelief. You know, you can be full of faith and joy and praise, and you get around people and they just say a few words and it's like arrows into your heart, and next thing you know, you're fighting for your life, you're fighting for your faith again. Listen here, your atmosphere, who you surround yourself with, where you are, look, be careful. I challenge you, surround yourself with, create an atmosphere of the presence of God in your life. Do it through worship. Do it through meditation of the word of God. Do it through prayer. Do it through a good attitude. But let that atmosphere of heaven, if you like, let it constantly be around you, and let it permeate your heart, your spirit, your soul, your very body. It'll keep you strong. Pray in tongues. You know, you build yourself up by praying in tongues. In other words, Colossians chapter 3, it says, set your mind on things above and not on things below. In other words, if you set your mind on things of the spirit, you will live. But if you set your mind on things of the flesh or things of the earth, that those things will pull you down. Look here, create an atmosphere of faith, of love, of peace, of joy, of hope around you. Let Jesus be so real to you in your life because of what you put into your life and of the environment you create for yourself. Number seven. Testify. Listen here. Testify. Tell people what Jesus has done for you. Tell people what he is doing for you. It says, Revelations chapter 12 verse 11. It says, not only will it be a blessing. Listen here. Not only will testimony be a blessing and encouragement for others, but it will help you in overcoming the devil. Revelation 12 11 says, you overcome the evil one by the word of your testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, and by not loving your life even to the point of death. Listen here, it's like when you testify and say, the Lord has healed me, it is like putting a seal on your healing. It's like saying, it is done. It's a challenge. It's a declaration. It's of saying, listen here, the Lord has healed me. It will not come back. And listen here, to testify also encourages others. It's like an invitation for the Lord to do it for them. So testify. Be a witness. Tell people about Jesus. It is a powerful tool in your life, and it will make you strong. Resist the devil. It will make you strong against sickness, against that sickness in you. It will make you strong. Testify. Tell people about Jesus. Tell people what the Lord has done for you. Well, I just want to encourage you in the name of Jesus. Make Jesus great. Make Jesus famous in your heart and in your life. You know, I've told people often this. I say to them, the most important church service you can ever attend is the one that is happening on the inside of you. That is the one you take with you. That is the one you carry with you when you're walking down the street, when you're in your car, wherever you are. It's that meeting. What is happening in your inner world that nobody else sees? What is happening there? Listen, yeah, that's what all these points that I've shared with you are about. It's about your heart. It's about what is happening there on the inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It says that where a man's heart is, there his treasure is. Make Jesus your treasure. God bless you and be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for watching this broadcast. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, follow us to receive notifications of when we go live again. And number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival. Thank you for watching. I look forward to you joining our next live broadcast.